If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I hope that you are aware of this, but the month of October is recognized as Breast Cancer Awareness Month. There is a lot of attention that is paid to breast cancer, which is still just a considerable killer amongst especially women in this country. And I'm joined this afternoon by Dr. Abigail Miller, the Chief Medical Officer for United Healthcare, to talk a little bit about breast cancer and some of the things that we should be aware of, that women everywhere and other people should be aware of, I mean, as well as men. Dr. Miller, thank you so much for making yourself available to talk about this afternoon here on WCCO. How are you this fine day?
Thank you, John. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing pretty darn good, as a matter of fact. You know, I think, you know, for most of us, we don't have to look too far. Oftentimes, you know, there's been so much done to heighten awareness of breast cancer and the problems that breast cancer presents, including the fatalities that come with it here. I mean, we see, whether you're watching a sporting event or something of that nature, the display of pink, which is kind of the symbol, not kind of, it is the symbol for breast cancer. It is definitely there. So are we doing enough to create awareness, Dr. Miller?
So, John, thank you for that question. And you're absolutely right. You know, certainly, especially in October, but really even throughout the year, you know, we all sort of recognize that pink ribbon as being the sign for breast cancer awareness. And certainly I think that we're all very aware, and there's a lot of research being done around breast cancer to, you know, help such that breast cancer is more treatable and even curable. But there are still some alarming statistics that make it suggest that maybe we haven't quite captured and tackled everything yet. One of the things that I think is important to be aware of is that in this country, Black women with breast cancer actually have a 40% higher death rate than white women. And in Hispanic women, breast cancer is actually the number one cancer death. So that tells me that we need to continue to do more to ensure that people are getting the appropriate screening and treatment.
All right, let's talk about some of these things that constitute the appropriate screening, because other than breast self-examinations and also mammograms, I don't know. What else do we look for? I mean, is there a symptom or something, Dr. Miller, that somebody mm-hmm. should be aware of if they aren't already?
So that is a great question, John. So you're absolutely right. The thing that we tell a lot of women, that a lot of women are very aware of, is that idea of, you know, the lump in the breast or in the armpit. But other symptoms actually include changes in the skin over the breast. So redness, flakiness, thickening of the skin over the breast can sometimes be an early sign. Changes in your nipple, so a nipple that becomes inverted or discharged from the nipple, can also be a sign. But I will tell you that it's important to recognize that 20 to 30% of women who are diagnosed with breast cancer don't have any symptoms. So that's, again, why we talk about regular screening being key to diagnosis. And certainly we recognize that early diagnosis leads to greater survival.
Yeah, I'm curious about the screening techniques, mammograms and things that follow along that line, as well as breast self-examination, as you point out, looking for lumps and checking on a periodic basis. But how good are mammograms at detecting breast cancer these days?
Yeah, so mammograms can actually detect early signs and changes of breast cancer, sometimes even 3 years before a lump is felt. So it's really important for women to start having regular mammograms for sure by age 50, usually going in every 1 to 2 years. However, there are some folks, some women, that actually start even at age 40. And it's really between a woman and her doctor as to when to start, but certainly by age 50, every woman should be getting regular mammograms. It's also important to note.
Go ahead. Please continue.
I was going to say it's also important to note for women, under the Affordable Care Act, most health plans must actually cover mammograms without any cost sharing. So, again, this is part of those preventive service benefits that are typically free. So women don't have to worry about whether or not they're going to have to pay for mammograms.
What do we know about being genetically predisposed to the likelihood of breast cancer?
Yeah, so that is a great point, John. So thank you. So I will say that, some common risk factors, obviously, as you've talked about, just obviously being female, but then being over the age of 50 that's a risk factor. But then family history is an important risk factor. So if you have family history of breast or ovarian cancer, especially in your mothers, sisters, aunts, grandmothers, that is an important risk factor to be aware of. And if you are a woman that has one of those risk factors of family history, and you're, getting to be over the age of 50, it might be important to talk to your doctor about whether or not you should have additional testing beyond mammograms. Some women will actually get genetic tests looking for, like, the BRCA gene, the BRCA gene. They may even be recommended to have additional breast imaging.
Yeah, I have heard about, the idea of detecting this gene. And I know women personally who have gone to the what might seem like extreme measures, but are probably very thoughtful, well thought out, life-saving measures mastectomies, like preventative. I mean, it seems like a radical plan for treating the potential for breast cancer, but it has been known to save lives, Dr. Miller.
Yes, certainly. And you're right, in some women, and that really is, that can be a difficult decision for some women to make. But in some women who are very high risk, sometimes that's the recommended next step. And so, again, it's one of those very important for a woman to talk to her doctor.
Yeah, I wonder, too, about some of the other things that are we've been all raised with that are for cancer awareness and things to do and avoid. How about along the lines of nutrition does smoking likelihood continue? I mean, can that increase the likelihood of breast cancer?
So certainly smoking is a major risk factor for many types of cancers. So yes, absolutely. I recommend that everyone should stop smoking or don't start smoking, obviously, and talk to your doctor if you need help and tips on how to quit smoking. Other things that can lower risk for breast cancer, so maintaining a healthy weight. So again, as exactly as you said, eating that healthy diet with fruits and vegetables, increasing your activity. Studies show that women who are more active, not only do that, it helps them maintain that healthy weight, but could potentially lower your risk for breast cancer.
Can I ask about the importance of reducing these risks, and at what age do you begin to educate someone about the likelihood, the incidence, the idea to prevent breast cancer?
So I think it's important that, you know, we're always talking about preventive care, right? Even as with our kids, you know, talking about going and getting those regular immunizations. I mean, that's part of just general preventive care. Things of, you know, when we start to talk about breast cancer risk, you know, for a lot of people in sort of adolescence, even you can start to, you know, kids will start to recognize what, you know, like we talked about in the beginning, you know, what is that? What's that pink ribbon? Why do I see it everywhere? So that's an important time when you can start to talk about breast cancer. And then certainly, obviously, if you have in your family, it's important to talk to your daughters, talk to your nieces about, you know, what their potential for risk might be.
Dr. Abigail Miller, my guest, she is with the Chief Medical Officer with United Healthcare in Minnesota, and she joins me on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline this afternoon here on Shaletta's show on WCCO. John Hines filling in. Do you ever think, Dr. Miller, that sometimes with it seems to have been tamed down a bit or dialed back a bit, but with some of the pink campaigns that have been out there, that it was overdone at some point? I'm just curious if you get to the point where then people become sort of, you know, numb to the message and you miss out on it. Or is it just the importance of just keep driving it home?
So you ask an interesting question. You're right. It does feel like the pink ribbon is ubiquitous and is everywhere. But I will say that I think it's important to raise awareness. I think everyone should be aware that, you know, breast cancer is still very much a risk to women's health. And as we've talked about, I think that maybe we should use that to start to raise awareness more toward the fact that we haven't quite reached equitable outcomes when it comes to breast cancer treatment, especially in women of color.
Yeah, you mentioned, you know, among Blacks and Hispanics and the rate there of survival and how it's been just taken so far backwards compared to among white women. What is the are there standard methods of treatment for breast cancer these days once someone has been diagnosed, or again, do they vary from individual to individual?
Yeah, certainly, John. So that's a great question. So you're right. It definitely depends on the individual and when she is diagnosed. And I should preface that by saying it can also be when he is diagnosed. You know,
That's
breast
right.
cancer does occur as well in men. You know, the standard treatments might be things like surgery. So surgery to remove, you know, a tumor or lump, and potential removing some lymph nodes can be. Treatments like chemotherapy or immunotherapy. Immune therapy is relatively newer, and it's basically a treatment that uses the body's own immune system to attack cancer cells. Another type of treatment that people can frequently receive is radiation therapy. And then for breast cancer, sometimes hormone therapy. So there are hormones that actually will help to slow the cancer's growth.
And these things, again, are all aided and greatly benefited by early detection in this particular case, Dr. Miller.
Absolutely. That really is key. And so that's really where we talk about, you know, it's the month of October. It's a great time to remember those important women in your life and remind them that it's time to go and get screened. Make sure they're getting screened, because earlier diagnosis is going to lead to greater survival.
Well, good stuff. Dr. Abigail Miller joining me, the Chief Medical Officer from United Healthcare Minnesota, talking about breast cancer awareness. And hopefully, if you are listening to this today, and even if it's not you, you are sharing the message with someone else that it's time to pay attention if you have not already done so. Dr. Miller, thanks so much for being on here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you, John.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.